Watch me do this straight up. Watch me do this. In 3, 2, 1, what the fuck is up? It's 2020. I can't believe I did that first go. What is up, you fucking legends? How are yous? God, I miss doing this. I'm so happy to be back. This is excellent. Merry Birthmas. Merry Birthmas to the world. Birthmas, because it was Christmas, and then it's the world's birthday because it's New Year's, and well, you know, it's New Year's for us, and then there's like Chinese New Year and whatever, but it's New Year's for me and for you and for anyone else who's listening. Maybe, I don't know, it might not be New Year's, you might be listening to this in June of 2025, but you know, if you are, then I don't know, it's 2020 at the moment. It's 2020 at the moment. How nuts is that? It's crazy. It's crazy, man. I went into this real hot. What am I doing here? Yeah. So anyway, guys, welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the year. Welcome back to just life. Welcome back. Because I know, you know, a lot of people, it's been a weird sort of couple of weeks, but it's been a weird week. I always find the week, you know, leading up to Christmas is really hectic. You don't really have too much time to kind of stand around and do nothing. And then you sort of lead into like the new year and, or you lead into Christmas, sorry. And Christmas is a bit of a bender. Not in a bender as in like you're always drunk or whatever. Well, you might be, but a bender is in like, you don't really know what day it is. You don't really know, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, if you asked me what day Christmas was on, I had no idea. It was just like, oh, that was Christmas. But if you asked me like, oh, what day of the week was that? I can't actually remember. Maybe a Tuesday. It might've been a Tuesday. I don't know. But yeah, it's, and then you lead into New Year's and you don't realize how much time is between Christmas and New Year's. Like, I think there's, 25th, 31st, is there 31 days in December? I don't know, I'm stupid. But you lead into that, and you just have like six or, and then you're boxing down the 26th, I suppose. So you got 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, and then New Year's Eve. So for those days, like, I don't know if anyone's like me. I think everyone would probably I think everyone would be kind of like me in that you don't want to start anything new. So like, for example, I didn't go to the gym leading up to Christmas. And I was like, oh, I've given myself 2 weeks off. And when I say gym, that usually means like life as well. So I gave myself like, you know, a bit of time off. But during that time, like you didn't really have anything you needed to do. But at the same time, like you didn't really want to go to gym, or you want to start anything really. You just wanted to like kind of, I don't know. You just wanted to kind of cruise and rest and just chill. You know what's annoying me? I just realized, and I'm looking at the camera right now, is you can't see, I've put the camera in a different area that I usually put it in. And this is really ticking me off. Oh well. What a start. Good start. And yeah, so you're kind of like, what the fuck do I do? And then you get to New Year's and then, you know, it's like after you come home on New Year's Day, it's like you kind of have New Year's Day as a bit of a write-off because you're like, oh, you know, I've done stuff for New Year's Eve and whatever. And then it hits you and you're like, fuck, we're back. Like life is back. Life is back. Everything's moving. There's more people around. It's just, it goes off. So I am excited for 2020. I am excited to be back talking in front of a microphone. And I'm just in a great mood. I'm in a great place. I've had a great break. I have gone completely off everything. I wasn't on social media. I wasn't on YouTube. I wasn't recording. And it was great. It was something that I planned to do. I wanted to take time off and just chill out and just not look at my phone as much. And just, you know, I kind of do that every so often. I'm trying not to in terms of the hermit stuff, as in like, you know, I kind of pushed my personal Instagram and personal Facebook a little bit to the side. I'm just focusing on that. But I still like taking time off, and especially around Christmas and New Year's when I just get to spend time with my family, which is great. And that's what I love doing. It's one of my favorite things to do, is just to spend time with my family. It's fun. I like it. I enjoy it. But yeah, So, yeah, it's weird being in 2020. I mean, because I don't know if anyone's the same, but I feel as though, like, I feel as though 2001 wasn't that long ago. Like, I still remember vividly it becoming 2001. Because I remember, because I was in grade one. So, I still remember that. Maybe because that was a milestone. But then, like, you think about it and you think that that was, you know, just a couple years ago. It was 20 years ago. 2001, okay, it was 19 years ago, almost 20 years ago, almost two decades ago that happened. So here I am thinking about that I was watching Pokemon and Digimon and playing on my Game Boy when I was 6 and 7, and that was not that long ago. And now I realize, like, hey, it's 2020. That's terrifying. That is terrifying. Oh, man. But yeah, this year's a big year too. This year is a big year. It's a big year for me because I'm turning 25. It came out of my mouth today. I went for a walk with my parents today and I was like, you know, I'm turning 25. I'm turning 25. When I turned 21, I thought I was old as. Then I turned 23 and I thought I was even older. And now I'm 25. I'm mid-20s. I remember when I turned 18 and I was late teens and now I'm mid 20s. Is my life what I want it to be? Yeah, pretty much. It's fucking sick. It's great. Like, I'm not rich, but I've got a bloody amazing job. I got bloody amazing friends and bloody amazing family, and I just feel good. I just feel good. And that's not me being like, aha, fuck you, haha, I got what I want, but it's just, I don't have a lot, but I enjoy what I have. That's what it is. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. And it's kind of self, like, there's probably people out there that have exactly the same as what I have and it's not enough. And, you know, that's cool. That's, they might be wanting more, but, and I still want more, but at this moment in time, at this time right now, as I'm talking into this microphone, everything is amazing and I love it and I love life and life rips. And I need to make my own life rip sort of thing. I keep stealing Chris D'Elia's. But life does fucking rip. It's sick. It's so good. Even when it's shit, it gets good. So, yeah, and turning 25 is kind of eerie in a little bit because your perception of what is young changes. Like, for example, you know, when you're 21 and you see 18-year-olds, you are like, oh, man, they're still like kids. Like, they're kids pretty much. When you're 25 and you see a 22-year-old, you think they're kids. Like, they're probably not. But, like, that's how you view things. Like, you know, when you saw things, like, when you were like, oh, man, the crowd's, like, a little bit older here, that's me now. When you walked into a bar when you were, like, 20 and you're like, oh, everyone's a bit older here, that's me. That's me now. I'm old. I'm getting old. I'm surprised I still have hair, but I'm still going to continue to wear hats in my videos because it is a little bit, it is creeping back a little bit. And my dad scared me today. He's like, yeah, you're going to bald in the same way that your mum's dad is bald. And my pop's bald as fuck. So I am on shit, I'm up ship creek. And I can't be bothered getting these hair bloody, I don't know what they're called. You know, it's like limo type. You know the things that Shane Warne, like, always used to... Hang on, let's see. Things that Shane Warne hair loss ad. You know those things that Shane Warne used to do? And he used to be like, yeah, I grew my hair back. Here we go. I grew my hair back in seven... Here we go. Shane Warne Advanced Hair Studio 2006. This is hilarious. Look at this shit. Oh my God, this is so long ago. Look at Warnie's head. Look at his head. Okay, so I'm looking at this video right now, and it's Shane Warne's advanced studio hair care thing. See, that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to be that guy. Because, like, I don't know. There's something about losing your hair. If it's kind of lose-lose. Like, when you think about it, it is lose-lose. If you're losing your hair, you've got two options, right? You can be the dude that tries to grow his hair back and it's all patchy and gross, or you could be the dude that just accepts it and you just go bald. Like, there's no win in this situation. I don't know. I don't want to be that dude though. So, you know, that's a terrifying thing. As you get older, you lose your hair. Like, and I'm already pretty ugly. My hair is probably one of my only things that I actually like. Like, oh man, that's my one saving grace. I'm funny and I have long hair. Everything else, terrible. Ah, oh, man. But it's funny. I think I find the balding thing for me hilarious. Because I'm someone that I just pay myself out relentlessly. Because I feel as though if I can pay myself out, I can pay you out. And that's like, if I'm giving you material, like I'm like, hey, these are the things that I suck at. And these are the things that I think are ugly on me. Here you go. You can pay me out about it. There you go. It's all yours. I literally make it so easy for people to pay me out. But it's fun like that. I like that. I think I make a lot of my friends based on how hard they can go at me in terms of verbal abuse. Like if they can grill me, I'm like, this one, good for you. Yeah. But it's fun. It's fun. I like getting paid out. Makes me feel good. Makes me check myself. It keeps me humble, I reckon. You know, if you don't have someone paying you out, you're going to end up like your shit don't stink. And no one likes that. Excuse me. Everyone's got to have... You got to be able to cop it. You got to be able to give it and take it and just move on. I think it thickens the skin, you know. Because people can say things to me legitimately and I'm like, I don't care. Because my best mates tell me I'm ugly. So whatever you want. It's the best. It's the best. Oh. It's good. I'm finally getting the days back too. I know it's Friday today. Usually the last few days I've been like, what the fucking day is it? Guys, like, oh, it's the first today. Excellent. Is it? It's the most like Saturdayest, bloody Fridayest, Sundayest Thursday in the entire world. It's so weird. Yeah. Oh, man. You know what's cool about 2020 though? You know what's cool about 2020? I don't usually say this. I don't usually say this because usually I'm like, ugh, new year, new me. Ugh. Whatever, mate. If it makes you feel good, whatever. If you want to tell yourself, yeah, you're going to be a completely different person in 2020, whatever. Do new year, new you. Good for you, whatever. But what I'm stoked about is people that are telling me that they're starting to do cool shit. Finally, you know, people are starting, like people have told me they're going to start that like passion project. They're going to start that YouTube channel. They're going to start their own podcast. So good. Someone asked me the other day, someone said to me, like, you know, do you hate, like if more people start their own podcast, do you feel as though like there's more competition or something? Fuck no. This is my podcast and it's exactly what I want it to be. Just because someone starts their own podcast or their own YouTube, it's what they want it to be. That's what you want. No one, it's not a competition. Life, yeah, okay, there's parts of life that are as a competition. But if you're doing something that you love, it's not a competition. Like start that podcast, start that YouTube channel. I'm so proud and I'm going to call her out right now. My good friend Kate, she lives in Japan, okay? And I've always said to Kate, I was like, you're funny and you can do things that are really cool. Just fucking do it. And I'm so proud. I'm going to bring it up right now because I'm going to give her a shout out because I think what she's doing is amazing. So my friend Kate lives in Japan, okay? And she's been doing a lot of filming. There we go. She's been doing a lot of filming, but she's like, I can't even find it. Is it? This might be it. Nope, that's not it. Well, I'm giving a random girl a shout out. I think I spelled her name wrong. Hang on, I'm going to say Kate. I'm so sorry. I know she's listening to this too. Kate, Japan. Let's see this. No, that's not her either. Oh, I should have prepped this beforehand. Sorry, Kate. Anyway, my friend Kate Riordan, she's doing amazing stuff. She just did her vlog and all that sort of stuff for her trip to Spain. Oh, I need to check this out. Spain. Okay, this would be it. No, this isn't it. Okay, I've got to find this. I apologize to everybody. Anyway, it's I don't want to show you guys everything. I don't want to spoil it. But yes, my friend Kate is doing some awesome stuff. I'm going to link her YouTube down below. If you are into traveling, which all of you are, if you're into traveling and doing that sort of stuff, Kate's videos are unreal, especially if you're thinking about going to Japan. And I'm putting so much pressure on her right now because I'm going to lead all of you guys who want to go to Japan and like Japan and do all that sort of shit. Go look at her videos. She does like, well, she is going to, because I'm keeping her accountable here. She's going to be doing like lots of vlogs and stuff about like living in Japan. And some of Kate's stories that she tells, especially about dating as an Australian woman in Japan, are fucking hilarious. So I'm going to make her do a video on dating in Japan. It's so funny, the story she has, because it's so, so different to how you know, Australians view dating, and it's so funny. So I love what she's doing. You can check it out in the link below. I will put it in there. Yeah, but it's really fun. They're cool travel stuff, especially if you're a girl. I mean, look, here we go. I get called down. You're being gender exclusive. All right, fuck you, whatever. But you would love it. It's amazing, and I'm so proud of her because she was very nervous about putting it out. So fuck yeah, Kate, you're a legend. Yeah, but that's just one of the things. Like, one of the things about people doing cool shit is so good. Like, I'm such an advocate for it because it makes me feel good. If you're doing what you like, then I feel good. And if you're listening to me and you're like, hey, that sounds like me, I want to do that, then fucking do it. So good. Yeah, it's excellent. It's excellent. So yes, 2020 is the year of doing passion projects. And that doesn't have to be like cameras and fucking recording shit. If you want to build a car, go out and build a car. Go get a shell or whatever the fuck. I've never built a car before. I don't know what I'm talking about. But do that. It's excellent. And set yourself some sick goals. And even if you're not doing passion projects, I was never... Oh God, I got really into this. Hang on, I got a dry throat. Give me a sec. All right, let's load up for round two. I was never someone that set goals for myself. Like, not specific goals. I had, like, very vague goals. I was always like, you know, I just want to be happy. Like, that's a goal. That's a goal that I have. That's an ongoing goal. I always want to be happy, and I always want to have as little stress as possible. And when I say stress, I don't mean things that pop up like that. Like, for example, getting sick or something like that. You can't help that. But I'm talking self-inflicted stress. And one of the things I needed to do last year, and it was why it kind of helped me out, I felt a lot better, was I learned to say no. That was one of my main goals. I said, if I say no, that'll lead to my happiness. Then there was other goals like I was going to start the podcast. Okay, that was a big thing for me. That was a goal that I wanted to achieve. The other thing, so that was sort of a passion of mine. Then there was a money goal. So I set my goal that I wanted to be completely out of debt to everyone I owed money to during my time at uni. Okay, so I set that down, and you know, I did pretty well. Not to say I achieved every goal, because if you achieve, how do I explain this? So I wasn't mad that I didn't achieve every goal I set for myself last year. Okay, because that would make the year completely pointless. If you have goals, set yourself multiple achievable goals. God, I sound like Gary Vee. Fuck my life. Set yourself like multiple achievable goals. And if you don't get some, like, ah, fuck, who cares? Did you get the majority? Excellent. That's what you want. You know, it's all about making yourself feel better as a person. Yeah. So set yourself some goals. I don't care what you do. Maybe it's read one book every fortnight or some shit like that. Something that, you know, by the end of the year, you're going to be like, hey, I did that. Like, that's something I did. Or, you know, a goal that I've got, and I'm going to put it on record here, is I want to run the Gold Coast Marathon. I want to do that this year. That's something I want to do, because I am like, I haven't run a race since high school, and I just want to finish it. I just want to, it's a long race, and I want to see if I can do it. And if I can do it, then fuck, I'm impressing myself. It's not for anyone else. I'm just, because in my head, I don't think I can do it. And if I do it, then I'm proving myself wrong. So yeah, it's cool. Just do it. Nike, fucking Nike. I don't know how you say it, but yeah, do your thing. It's 2020. Fuck it. Who cares? Yeah. So anyway, like I said, go check out Kate's channel. And you know, if I come across other channels that I think are cool, like as in, you know, people who are just doing things that they love, then of course I'm going to post it. And you know what? If you want to come on and talk about it, hey, talk into the microphone. I'm happy to have anyone on, anyone that wants to, even though I do have a fair few people lined up. But I'm happy to slot you in, okay? Because I've got all the time in the world at this stage because I still have 3 weeks worth of holidays. Ha! Excellent. Yeah. So that's good, you know. I try to keep it as positive as possible. I mean, obviously, there's not at the moment, especially like, I don't know, the world is a pretty sour place. I think social media makes it very sour. I got angry at my old man today because my old man's becoming a notorious comment reader on Facebook. So he'll like look at like the Courier Mail and shit. And then, right as I said, the world's a bit of a fucking shit place at the moment. There's an ambulance. Anyway. Yeah, but I got angry at my old man. I said, don't read comments. Don't. If there's one thing that you should never do is read Facebook comments because you get exposed to so many idiots. Like, so many idiots. You know, and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And then you read it to a point where you physically are angry at Deborah who lives on the other side of the fucking world. You know what I mean? Why would you get angry at her? Like, she's an idiot, we know that, but just Deborah lives in fucking Missouri. Why are you mad at Deborah, okay? Yeah, no Deborah's story. Just leave it. Don't read comments. Speaking of comments, he's back. He's back, baby. ScoMo, back from holidays, baby. I've given this dude so many chances. Look, I'll state it right now. I don't like him, okay? But once again, this is something that I have strived to do. I need both sides of the story. I like to do my own research on everything, okay? Because you can't trust news these days. It's always got an agenda and it's a pain in the ass, okay? I'm not, you know, Isaac Butterfield said it pretty well. He's like, there's a video that he made where the project fucked up and like used a video, cut the video in half. They used that video, made him look like a dick when really the whole story was there, but they just cut the video up. But anyway, so do your own research, okay? But I want to put it on record, I don't like him, okay? I don't like liberals, I don't like him, okay? There's, you know, once again, there's some things you agree with, some things you don't, but for the most part, ugh, no. But also, most politicians, ugh, mostly all money-hungry douchebags, so fuck them. But still, here we go. He tried his best, okay? So he did a conference, okay? Was a conference poorly run? Yes. Did he say things that are stupid? Yes. Is he back and is it good? Well, yeah, kind of. At least he's back, I guess. But he goes like this. But the fires do rage on. It's time. It is a time of great challenge for Australia. Correct. Whether they're started by lightning storms or whatever that the cause may be, our firefighters and all those who have come behind them to support them, whether they're volunteering in the front line or behind the scenes in a great volunteer effort, it is something that will happen against the backdrop, here we go, of this test match. Once again, ScoMo has brought up cricket. But at the same time, Australians will be gathering, whether it's at the SCG or around television sets all around the country, and they'll be inspired by the great feats of our cricketers from both sides of the Tasman, and I think they'll be encouraged by the spirit shown by Australians and the way that people have gone about remembering the terrible things that other Australians are dealing with at the moment. I have a theory. ScoMo is a robot. Yep. He's a robot that has been designed by the Liberal Party, okay? So he's not real. I reckon he's a robot. I don't even reckon he went to Hawaii. I reckon they were making sure they sent him over to Elon at Tesla and they had to redo some bloody mechanical stuff. Because why on earth would he keep mentioning the fucking cricket? It's so weird. It's like a robot. It's like, you know when you talk to like a robot, like a bot? And like they have to revert to like one thing that's like set in their mind. This motherfucker keeps talking about cricket. Something else will happen. Like, there'll be like a plane crash. Oh, you know, times are tough. Yeah. We're going to work hard to fix this. But also, the cricket is on this afternoon. Like, is it weird that this dude, I reckon, he's either a robot or he doesn't quite understand. Like, you know those people who, like, are in a group and they know what the group like, but they don't actually like the shit that the group likes, but they just keep rattling off shit about something that they don't know, but they just keep saying words. Like, cricket, he just keeps saying cricket and the batsman will do well. And, like, why cricket? I love cricket too, but probably won't mention it at every press conference I ever do. Just seems weird. Like, there must be someone telling him, like, just mention the cricket. Make sure, Scotty, make sure you mention the cricket. I bet you there was a dude at the back of the press conference just like, Scott, remember the cricket. Mention the cricket. Legit. It's so weird, man. So that's what he finished with. Once again, he finished with the cricket. Ah, oh, Scotty, you're making it so damn hard, man. I'm trying to cut you some slack. I'm trying to do you a favor, but you're fucking... I don't know, man. You're just doing... You're doing me head in. I'm trying my best, but... No. Nah. Oh, well. At least he's back here. That's all I can say. At least he's back here. I don't actually have anything else. You know. Ugh. Fuck. Good try, though. Good try. Silly try. But, man, in all seriousness, looking at the fires, it's fucking terrifying. It's so scary. Like, I saw pictures how and videos, like Instagram stories, of how people were like they literally were stuck and they had to take boats out and just sit in a lake. Like... If that's not hell on earth, I don't know what is, man. It fucking sucks. Yeah. Fuck. It's sad. I try not to think about it, but it's so damn hard because it is so fucked. It's so fucked. Anyway, like, but at the same time, like, there are so many people doing so much cool stuff. Mitchell from Angry Dad, I don't know him, obviously, because he's famous, but he's doing some sick stuff. I think he's raised, like, over $100,000 with merch and stuff. So... People like that, like those are the influencers that I fucking love. So shout out to Angry Dad and Mitchell. That's fucking mad. You guys are real OGs, which is sick. So it's good to see people using their influence for a bit of good. So, you know, if you are looking, the merch he actually released is really cool too. So, you know, I'd definitely consider getting some, which is awesome. But yeah. So, you know, that brings us to the end. Guys, we've made it. We did it. First one of 2020 and the second one for 2020. Oh my God. Do I have something in store for you motherfuckers? It's going to be sick. I'm excited. I'm actually going to go pick up an extra mic today. I'm going to ball out, spend some money on a mic because this next podcast that I'm going to do is going to be dope. I can't wait for you guys to see it. And yeah, I'm recording it Sunday and we've got some big things. Big things if you like beers. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. Anyway, guys, you know what it is. You know what it do. You know who it is. It's the Hermit. I'm back at ya. Here. I'm not going anywhere, bitches. Yeah. You know how it is. Be nice. Set yourself some goals and just be fucking happy. Be helpful. Be the best you can be and just have a great time. Life's the best and it rips. And you know what? It does rip. Yeah. I mean, I got to say it without the fire suck. But, you know, band together, help one another. That's all we can do at this moment in time. So, peace out, y'all, and see you next time, legends. Woo!